Damascus has strongly dismissed the accusations by Lebanon's March 14th bloc. Prior to judicial investigations into the case, the March 14th bloc concluded that the Syrian government and its allies in Lebanon are behind Friday's assassination. Syrian Information Minister Amran Azabi dubbed the claims as political accusations meant to refute the Saudi-backed bloc's involvement in sponsoring terrorism in Lebanon and the region.
The recent statement by Saudi ambassador to London and other Saudi officials make clear who should be blamed for this criminality and terrorism.
Syria's top diplomat in Beirut told us that some regional countries that have panicked due to Syria's peace talks are trying to ignite the region from within.
They know that Syrian dialogue and political settlements are the only solutions. Those who have their bets set on weakening Syria, headed by Bandar bin Sultan, Erdogan, and others, are panicking now because their bets have failed.
Meanwhile, hours after Mr. Shattah's killing, future movement leader Saad al-Hariri warned that his bloc's demands of a non-partisan government may change to an all-out March 14th lineup. Since the year 2005, Lebanon has witnessed a number of assassinations, which mostly targeted March 14th bloc politicians. The killings included former Premier Rafiq al-Hariri and former Chief of Lebanon's Internal Security, Wissam al-Hassan. Observers note that after the assassination of all of Lebanon's former Premier Rafiq al-Hariri back in February of 2005 and the assassination of Lebanon's former Internal Security Chief, Wissam al-Hassan, in October of 2012, the March 14th bloc followed the same scenario, starting with a war of words against Damascus and its allies, a rise of violence in their stronghold regions, followed by a call for power. And with the Geneva II peace talks being around the corner, experts warn that Lebanon should brace itself for more violent circumstances. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Beirut.